This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Man, I like when Pat Septak does the news. I noticed there's a little bit more feeling in that last news update that Pat did. Kind of hit close to home, Vape City Smoke Shop on Sawmill Run, because that's where Pat buys his vape cartridges and kind of gallivants every once in a while. So good on him for delivering the news and letting people know what's going on. But they just showed that video on the television news, and they better catch those. I mean, that's terrible. Not good at all. But yes, important to Pat and so many other people. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. All right. You know, you get into this conversation and this talk, and a lot of people come out of the woodwork, and a lot of people have different stories, and rightly so. So I read a story in the Beaver County Times today about this Moon baseball coach. His name's Rich Rowe. And he used to coach at Blackhawk and at Beaver Falls. He coaches travel ball, baseball. And he coached 3 seasons at Moon. And he resigned after negative surveys came out against him. Now, according to multiple sources that the Beaver County Times talked to, surveys were sent out to members of the varsity team only in the time that he's been coached there. 67 kids in the program. And Rich Rowe, who has now resigned from Moon, who was their baseball coach, estimates that there were probably about 7 to 8 responses stating they'd rather have a different coach. And before he resigned from the position, he was blindsided by the survey results, not having any prior knowledge of it until it was brought to his attention by district administrators. Now, it's not clear in this story who the survey was commissioned by, whether it was by the boosters, whether it was by the athletic department, or who. But anyway, so they sent survey results out that his awareness of the survey was that the kids were handed them, which is unfortunate that you would put the kids in the center of this. So I guess it was by the athletic department. He goes and he's quoted as saying, "I always did what I thought was right for the lineup, the kids, looked at the bigger picture, taught life lessons and picked them up when they were down. But some of the parents were difficult because of the exposure that some of the kids get outside of high school baseball, because travel ball is more individualized. Everything today seems to be through the lens of social media. Building relationships with face-to-face communication has become less common. It's easier for parents and players to voice their own opinion without hearing the other side of the story. If you can get a few people on board with your opinion and bring it to the board, the ambition of it plays forward." Now, he was 23 and 32, a losing record, but he did qualify for the playoffs in 2024. And it seems like there were a lot of people who were okay with him being coached. Now, this comes on the heels of a story I just read not long ago about the Bel Vernon baseball coach, who was much more successful, and they opened up his job. He just had a playoff win this past year. All of these in these stories, and then you have the Aliquippa basketball coach, right? Who was really, really good, and his contract was not renewed. So let me ask you this at 866-391-1020. There is a lot of glory in this, and there's a lot of leadership, and there's a lot of perks, and not perks, but things you get that are positives. But especially with school sports, I'm not talking about the summer and travel teams or this or that. It feels like just about every story I read about coaches comes across as, who in the hell would want to deal with that headache? I mean, really? Who would want to deal with that? Whether it's bickering parents, whether it's complaining kids, whether it's entitled athletes, or parents who think their kids should play more, or You ready for this? All of that jammed into one pot and served to you in a big rainbow stew seemingly every day. So it's not one of these like it was back in my day. If the coach told you to go run, you said, how far? If the coach told you to shut up, well, you shut up. You shouldn't have been talking anyway. It's a much different atmosphere. So I wonder, and it was the same discussion we had not too long ago with officials. You get treated like dirt. People yell and scream at you. They call you this name and that name. It becomes, and you get to a flashpoint where it's just not worth it. And I read this story today in the Beaver County Times, and I saw it, and I started to read through, and I go, wow, this is pretty interesting. The guy wasn't the winningest coach in the world, but to hand kids a survey and say, what do you think of the coach, and put the kids in the middle of it, I don't necessarily know if that's a fair evaluation process, because they don't know what they're evaluating something on, or somebody on. They're going to evaluate him on, well, did I play enough? Well, did he help me get to college, even though deep in my heart I kind of know I sucked, or I wasn't good enough? So at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, would it even be worth it to coach sports at the high school level? I've thought about that because, look, my daughter wrestles. Is she good? Nah, she's okay. I'll tell you what she does. She shows up every single time, and she will fight to the death. She will. She's tough. No two ways about that. The other thing that she does is she respects authority. She'll never talk back. She'll put her head down and she'll continue to grind. And it's important to me that she establishes that relationship with the coaches. And I'm still one of these parents where if a coach tells you to run, you ask how far. If a coach says to do push-ups, you don't ask how many. Start doing them and they'll tell you when you're done. That's the way that it works. Just how it is in my world. But I get the feeling there aren't a lot of parents like this anymore. When and why did we twist this in high school sports? And again, for the compensation that they're getting, or lack thereof, not a lot, we are going to probably get to a point where the pool gets diluted more and more and more, and we kind of get less qualified people because the most qualified people aren't going to want to do it or aren't going to want the headache in doing it. So now we're back at that point where you get people who don't necessarily have great leadership skills or aren't the best coaches because they say the hell with it. But I read this story today in the Beaver County Times, and it just kept coming at me like, you know, I don't know the whole story. I don't know anything about Moon baseball, really. But if I had to venture a guess, I kind of doubt the coach was wrong.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.